Hey, it's Matt Spiegel. I love this time of year. Nothing better than lying in bed on a cool, crisp autumn night, drifting off to a quiet, restful night's sleep. But if you or a loved one has sleep apnea, the sounds of snoring may be echoing throughout the whole house. CPAP is typically used as the first line of treatment for sleep apnea, but studies show up to 50% of people who have a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now there's a silent, mask-free treatment option available right here in Chicago. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need. Inspire is FDA approved and currently offered at more than 100 leading medical centers across the country. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and find a doctor who can help determine if Inspire is right for you. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away at inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay, judges. That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo. Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Tom Ricketts.
How difficult was this, Tom? The hangover effect is real.
Since the Yankees had their stretch, only one World Series winner has even won their division the following year. I give credit to the players for keeping focused and for Joe to keep everybody just on the mission. Because it's hard to repeat.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score. And 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
It's Cubs versus Nationals in the NLDS. Game one, Friday. Our pregame coverage starts at 5:30. Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call of every Cubs playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion, Chicago Cubs. WSCR in HD Chicago. WJMK HD2 Chicago. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studio.
The Score!
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. The Wolves own a 67% winning percentage in home openers. Be there October 14th as they kick off the home season and defend their Central Division title. Tickets start at just $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
Timing-wise, I mean, there was a couple windows that you would look at, you know, as a coach looking forward. You know, again, make this clear that, you know, again, these players are evaluated on how they play.
Bears head coach John Fox there explaining the team's decision to bench quarterback Mike Glennon and go with rookie Mitchell Trubisky. The 23-year-old Trubisky will make his first career start Monday night when the Bears host the Vikings at Soldier Field. MLB baseball playoffs tonight start in the Bronx. Yankees host Minnesota in the American League wild card game. And game one of the NLDS between the Cubs and Nationals, of course, Friday. We'll have it here on The Score pregame at 5:30. Another big storyline in that series, the health of both Jake Arrieta and Max Scherzer. MLB insider John Heyman reporting today that both are on track to start Game 3 at Wrigley Field Monday. Finally, in basketball, the Bulls play the Pelicans tonight in their preseason opener, and there have been changes made to the NBA All-Star Game format. East versus West has been thrown out. Now the two leading vote-getters will be named captains and select their respective teams. The private bank is now CIBC. The same banking team you know and trust now brings deeper resources, global banking reach, and the power to help your business seize new opportunities. Visit CIBC.com/US, member FDIC. And if you're searching for a solution to the cracks in your foundation walls, visit uswaterproofing.com to schedule a free consultation. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is Friday when the Cubs take on the Nationals on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This hour is brought to you by Horwitz and Horwitz, Illinois' top personal injury lawyers.
high. Hub.
Hello.
Hub Arkish.
An experienced NFL reporter with decades and decades and decades and decades and decades of experience.
Executive editor of Pro Football Weekly.
Ryan Pace, in the last month, has done what Bears fans and the local media have been begging this team to do for the last 20 or 25 years. He has gone all in on the quarterback position.
I hear you, man. I'm all in.
Hub Arkish.
Hub Arkish? That'd get any better than this.
With Bernstein and Goff on 670 The Score.
Hub Arkish is brought to you by Webb Chevy. Searching for a great deal on Chevys in Chicago? Visit Webb Chevy in Plainfield or Oak Lawn, and Hub joins us on the Grossinger Auto Group hotline. Find over 5,000 vehicles every day, grossinger.com. Hub is on Twitter at Hub_Arkish, and he is the executive editor of Pro Football Weekly, and you can read his work all over the place, and you hear him right here all the time on The Score. Hub, it's a big time when the Bears find a way to become relevant and potentially interesting, and they've done so.
They have. You know, guys, I think they came out of Thursday night with basically no choice. It was time to do something. The only other option was a move to Mark Sanchez. Quite frankly, as much as they would have gotten roasted for it, I would have understood it if their argument was that Mr. Trubisky wasn't ready yet. But they have now, I think, pretty clearly stated. John Fox said it tonight. Trubisky talked about it today. They believe he's ready. If they believe he's ready, that's what you drafted him for. That's why you traded up to draft him. You got to put him on the field.
All right, so what do you do with him? I pose this to Zach. Do you spoon-feed him? Do you give him as much as you can and see where the baseline is? How do you treat a rookie quarterback who's had the limited collegiate experience that he's had?
You know, Jason, I don't think it's about spoon-feeding him so much as analyzing where your offense is at and what you can afford to try and do with him. And I think in his particular case, because of the clear deficit at the receiver position, you got to run the football. The running game is always a young quarterback's best friend. The more effective you are running the ball, the more you're going to open up that passing game. You're going to clear spots on the field. And so I just think it's more important than ever for them to commit to pounding the ball early with Jordan Howard and Tariq Cohn, Benny Cunningham, however they want to do it, hopefully have some success on the ground. Then within your passing game, you let Trubisky run your offense. There's no point. He's not going to learn much if you don't let him try it. The issue that I have, my concern, is that they're just so limited at the receiver position that he's not going to get much help there. And so I want to give him every advantage you can, and I think you do that by establishing the running game first.
All right, so what's our responsibility now as observers and critics to make sure that we're looking at this fairly and asking the right questions about what we see occurring?
Well, I think that you have to go in assuming he's going to make the mistakes that young quarterbacks do. He's going to misread coverages. He's going to throw some bad interceptions. He is at times going to take a sack that he shouldn't. He is at times going to take off out of the pocket earlier than he should. That's all about being a young, developing quarterback. I think the bigger issues are the basics. Is he going to have any trouble with the snap from center? Is he going to have any trouble with his drop back? Is he going to be able to command the huddle? These are all things that early on you got to be a little patient with a few mistakes. If you start to see repeated mistakes over 3, 4, 5 weeks, then you got to be concerned. But I think the little sample size we have from him is I don't think the repeated mistakes are going to be an issue other than the possibility for throwing some picks. Rookies throw interceptions. That's all there is to it. But other than that, if he can get the basics of commanding the field and commanding the huddle down, you'll start to feel pretty good about it.
All right, so John Fox said after the game, and you know we're a few days removed from that now, but he said after the game that there will be other changes made. There's other competitions going on. Is that just coach speak, or do you foresee some offensive or defensive substitutions in terms of the depth chart?
You know, Jason, I think that was the best way he could kind of avoid having to talk about what he was going to do at quarterback. You'd like to think that there is always competition going on. You would like to think that there is active competition in other positions, but we could go over the depth chart together right now. Where would that be?
Right.
you've got three NFL cornerbacks, you know, so you could have some competition for playing time going on between Cooper, Amukamara, and Fuller. You may be thinking about plugging a different young safety in ahead of Adrian Amos. But other than that, I don't know what competition we could really be talking about. I guess they activated Trey McBride. You know, we'll see if this kid can play wide receiver. But due to the injuries as much as anything else, there's not many other areas where I can find any real competition.
I'm wondering how we now look at the relationship between Pace and Fox, because Trubisky changes everything. Trubisky's elevation changes the timing of your ultimate goal. It changes. You know, I always say, how are you getting closer to winning a Super Bowl? That's a general manager's goal. I don't think right now it's John Fox's goal to try to get this team closer to winning a Super Bowl if he believes he's trying to save his job. How does this work?
Well, I think he needs to develop this young quarterback. He needs to make them the player that the boss, the general manager, envisioned him being when they drafted him. And I think he is trying to win games. And if you're trying to win games, that is getting you closer to making the playoffs and winning a Super Bowl. Obviously, it's unrealistic to think they're going to be in the playoffs this year, that they're going to win that many games. But I don't think, you know, in terms of how he approaches his job, that Fox really changes anything. Now, how he presents himself, you know, both with the media and then behind the scenes with Pace, that's a different story. We are all constantly working our sources, trying to figure out what we can of the things that aren't made public. And the people I'm talking to tell me the Pace and Fox actually are working pretty well together, that they're getting along pretty well. I'm not saying that they're best friends, that they're in lockstep, that they're going to survive or get fired together. There's no question that Pace is in charge. And I think if things do go south, that Fox is going to have to go in order for Pace to keep his job and get a chance at a second hire. But I don't think they're there right now by any means. Everything I hear is that they are working very well together, that they are coordinating this plan, that they made this decision together, and that now they want to see, you know, if they pick the right kid in the draft.
All right, so going forward, if the wins don't matter and the development does matter, what are we looking at? Because should I even care what the play calling looks like, or if Dowell Loggins progresses, because you won't be here,
right?
Yeah, if I said the wins don't matter.
No. I'm talking it through in my own head. You didn't say that. I'm just talking about, like, it's going to be cool to see the gem kind of shine and also, you know, make his mistakes.
Yeah.
But it's going to kind of suck because I don't know that he'll look like this in someone else's system, you know?
Yeah, Jason, play calling is more critical than ever, because while you do want him to learn to run your entire offense, while you do want to take advantage of all the additional opportunity he gives you because of his mobility and his athleticism, and his slightly bigger arm, it's not even that much bigger of an arm than Glennon, the first priority here with a young quarterback is put him in a position to succeed. And if they come out throwing the ball 60-70% of the time, you know, that's not helping a young quarterback. And so, he has got to commit to his ground game, and then we've got to see how he passes off of that ground game. I know that every former player I talked to was outraged by that play-action pass that they stuck Glennon with on that first. You know, yeah, he's got to hold out of the football. You don't want him to get sacked and stripped. But at the end of the day, Mike Glennon wasn't helped a whole lot by some of the play calling that was done. And you got to hope that he'll do a better job, you know, with his rookie quarterback.
The NFL has just announced that the appeals officer, Derek Brooks, who is the agreed-upon officer decided by the NFL and the Players Association, has reduced Danny Trevathan's suspension from 2 games to 1. So he will not play against the Vikings, and then he'll be back to take on the Ravens. Do you think that is just?
Yeah, I actually was on the NBC Sports talk show last night and said that was what I thought should happen, and it makes perfect sense. I do think he should be suspended. I don't think he's a dirty player. I don't believe it was intentional, and I believe that's why it was reduced. He's not a prior offender. He's not a guy with a reputation for it. You can't make that hit. Every player in the league knows it. You are going to get a 1-game suspension for it. The only reason he got the second game in the initial ruling was because of the hysteria over how violent it was. This is the correct call. He should be suspended for 1 game.
Why is Jordan Howard getting the ball in the 4th-and-1 situation late in the game when it's 35-14?
Well, I could be a smartass and say to make a first down.
I got you, but Benny Cunningham got a series before that, and all of a sudden it's time to put Jordan Howard back in. Like, don't you want to protect your commodity even with a bad shoulder?
No, you're right. I was really surprised after seeing Cunningham on the field. I mean, that is why they did it. They wanted to convert and keep the ball, didn't want to put their defense back on the field, and Howard is going to be their best inside between the tackles runner. But at that point in the game, I thought it was a strange decision as well.
Hub, we are going to come back. We're going to talk more about the Bears and about the NFL with news all over the place in football. So hang in there. There is more Hub to come. This segment brought to you by Credit Karma. Get your truly free credit score and free credit monitoring from Credit Karma today. Credit Karma. Get knowing. Football talk keeps going. Keep it here. You got the score.
Eyes will be focused on Monday Night Football when rookie Mitch Trubisky starts at QB for the Bears.
Playing quarterback, it's the best thing in the world to me, and I just felt like it was what I was meant to do.
Stick with us as we cover this huge story for Bears fans. We'll be covering it right up to game time. So keep it here on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's home for Bears fans.
This is Tiki Barber with a CBS Sports Minute brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. The Cleveland Cavaliers were gentlemanly swept in the NBA Finals last season, losing 4-1 to the superior Golden State Warriors, who simply had more firepower. Now, as we sit 2 weeks away from the start of the new NBA season, the Cavaliers are searching for a new model. Part by necessity, given the forced departure of Kyrie Irving to the Boston Celtics, but also because as dominant as they were in the Eastern Conference last year, they looked a world behind trying to keep up with the Warriors. Re-enter Kevin Love playing center, something he's only done for about 35% of his playing minutes. Moving Tristan Thompson to the bench and having a good rebounder but non-rim protector patrolling your middle. It's odd, and it may be a flop, but when your ultimate adversary can score in bunches from every position, you gotta think outside the box. I'm Tiki Barber.
Truckers, the industry is changing. Schneider is ready. Are you? The electronic logging device rule goes into effect December 18th, and millions of drivers will be impacted. Don't get left behind. Schneider has used e-log since 2010. Also, automated transmissions are growing in popularity. Now over half of Schneider tractors are automated, and all new trucks will be automated. When the industry changes, it pays to be with an industry leader. Search all driving jobs in your zip code at SchneiderJobs.com. That's SchneiderJobs.com.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, Sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Looking to secure financing on a new home or refinance your existing home, then you need to call David Hochberg, Vice President of Lending at Pearl Mortgage. If you have student loans, listen up. David has great news. Fannie Mae recently loosened their lending rules to make it easier to refinance your student loan debt into your mortgage. So this will enable homeowners with student loans to refinance the loans into a new mortgage, and that substantially lowers the monthly payment. For example, the payment on $100,000 in student loans is approximately $1,200 a month. Converting $100,000 of student loans into a 30-year fixed mortgage would lower the payment approximately $700 a month. And it's never been easier to roll your student loans into your mortgage. So if you'd like to find out how you can refinance your student loans into your mortgage, pick up the phone and call David now. 312-751-1333 or visit pearldavid.com. David's helped thousands of Score listeners, but he can't help if you don't call. 312-751-1333 or visit perldavid.com. Pearl Mortgage, an equal housing lender. Illinois Residential Mortgage License C4358, NMLS 19.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That guy couldn't inspire you to do anything.
They're supposed to do better at Green Bay, right?
That's Mark Trestman type stuff right there. That really is.
Yeah, that was really bad.
It starts from the top. It starts from ownership.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Shades of the Trestman era when they go to New England and get freaking torched and then have a bye week and then go to Green Bay and give up 55 points. And national embarrassments make change happen.
The Bears are irrelevant if they don't play Mitch Trubisky.
Spiegel and Parkins. 9 a.m. to 1. On Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Cubs fans, it's all about the postseason now because the Cubs have clinched the division for the second season in a row.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Hear Pat and Ron's hometown call for every exciting game of the NLDS where the Cubs will face off with the Nationals.
The Cubs win the ball game.
The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score.
Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
What? Yeah, you idiot, Goff. And Mitchell Trubisky. Ha! We'll throw the ball 12 times to running backs, 2 times to tight ends, and once to a receiver. This'll win in the NFL. Yes, give me more of it.
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That guy couldn't inspire you to do anything.
They're supposed to do better at Green Bay, right?
That's Mark Trestman type stuff
that was
right
Trestman-ish.
There. That really is.
Yeah, that was really bad.
It starts from the top. It starts from ownership.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
51chicago.com. Today, join The Score's Lawrence Holmes for the Miller Lite Top Draft Show from 6 to 10 p.m. at Stony Point Grill, located at 19031 Old LaGrange Road in Mokena. Enjoy the broadcast, enter to win Bears tickets, and watch a live interview with former Chicago Bear Lance Briggs from 7 to 8:30. Brought to you by Miller Lite. Hold true.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
Hub Arcus doesn't get any better than this.
It really doesn't.
Doesn't.
That's why we're talking to him on the Bernstein and Goff Show. Tomorrow you can have Hub, but we have Hub now for the next 7, 8, 9 minutes or so.
What are you hearing about anything from your peeps in Miami about how that's going down with Adam Gase and Cuddy and the crew?
You know, I think there's some consternation right now and people kind of with their hands, palms up, trying to figure it out. It's not clear. I actually got to look at a little bit of tape yesterday, and it's not Cutler. It's not anything you can really put your fingers on. The offensive line is struggling a little bit. I'm beginning to wonder if maybe last year was a little bit of a fluke. I like Adam Gase. I think he's going to be a good coach. The defense hasn't been special. It's not creating turnovers. But at the end of the day, you got a quarterback who, you know, you brought in August, and he probably doesn't have the whole system down. It is somewhat disappointing, though, when you see the quality of those receivers and the things that they're doing, that they're not having having more success with that offense. And I think another week or two, things are going to start to get pretty ugly. They got a big one this week. If they, you know, if they get a win, they're back to 500, and in that division, they're okay. But getting shut out by New Orleans, that's about as embarrassing as it gets on offense.
CBS Sports put out a list of the free agent transactions in the offseason and which ones have proven to be the good, the bad, and the ugly through the first four games of the season. The good, Calais Campbell, of course, and Jordan Pryor, Poyer, I should say, the safety for the Bills on that revamped Bills defense. Zach Brown, Julius Peppers with 4.5 sacks, second or third in the NFL right now. And who would you say the bad is? Who are the guys that certain teams gambled on or took a flyer on that haven't paid off just as yet in free agency?
Well, I'm going to guess there's a quarterback at the top.
Oh, no doubt. I'll read that after we're done talking to you, because Mike Glennon gets obliterated, but they got Terrell Pryor, DeSean Jackson, Eddie Lacy, some other names as well.
Yeah, I think it's early on DeSean Jackson, but Terrell Pryor I thought was overrated from the jump. Eddie Lacy got in shape but couldn't stay in shape. I think that the free agents that the Cardinals let get away, let all those safeties go, thinking they were so loaded in the secondary. Now, they haven't been bad, but I'm guessing they'd like to have DJ Swearingen and some other people back. So, you know, free agency is not an exact science, but this has been and it's early in the season, too. We got to give it. I wouldn't quit on DeSean Jackson yet. I think that's more a Jameis Winston problem. I think people are on that bandwagon a little bit early. The kid's got unique skills. He's got a big arm. He throws too many picks, and he's in his third season.
Speaking of, when are we going to see Andrew Luck play, and when is it going to start to turn? Because they did a side-by-side comparison of Russell Wilson and Andrew Luck of course, Russell's got a few more games, but they got the same amount of touchdowns, and Andrew Luck has like 23 or 24 more interceptions. He's asked to do more for that team, but when are people going to start looking at Andrew Luck like, all right, anytime now?
Well, right now, Jason, I mean, you got to get him on the field. Right,
right.
You know, he's played hurt the last year and a half, and now he's out. He is going to start practicing this week. I still think he's a franchise quarterback from what I've seen. And, you know, that's an organization that ended up in disarray with those last couple drafts by Ryan Grigson. So I don't think anybody's down on Luck yet. I think they want to wait and see him get back on the field, see if he can more closely resemble the quarterback the first 2 years than the last 2 years.
A couple other NFL stories today. Saints coach Sean Payton at his weekly press conference after something he tweeted, he was asked about it regarding gun policy in the country, and he gave a long and very complete and forceful answer about what he believes needs to change in our policy. That's one. And the other is that dual statement, sort of a milquetoast statement between the co-release by the NFL and the NFLPA, saying there have been meetings between D. Smith, Roger Goodell, a group of owners, and a group of player leaders about social activism. That's all they said, was they've been talking about it. So is the latter just an effort to further co-opt it and soften some of this stuff, or find a way for the NFL to appear that they care while just monetizing it?
I think it's all of the above, Dan, but the one thing I did find interesting in that statement is, to me, it's a clear statement from the two sides that they're not stopping. You know, they're not going to force players to stand. They're not going to force players to do anything, at least at this point, and that they're trying to come to some joint agreement as to what makes the most sense. You know, you've probably figured out by now I'm not the world's biggest Jerry Jones fan, but he did come up with what I thought was, it was a very good idea when he had his team take a knee before the anthem, then have everybody stand for the anthem. The Ravens did the same thing on Sunday and almost got booed out of the stadium by their own fans.
Because it's not about the flag,
right,
or the anthem.
Which proved it's not about the flag or the anthem.
Yeah, I mean, it's ridiculous, you know. So at any rate, though, I think the point of the statement was for the owners to say we're going to continue to support the players wanting to be socially active. It was the players saying we're going to work with the owners to certainly not embarrass the game. And I think it was both sides saying we're not going to be bullied by the White House.
Last night's game, Hub, I watched two I was going to save it to the end. I watched two quarterbacks that I'm not a huge fan of, and I was entertained. And is Alex Smith playing different football because Pat Mahomes is behind him, or what's going on here? Because it seems like he's looking downfield a little bit more than I'm used to.
Chase, I literally just finished a piece for our insert on Thursday, 20 minutes ago, in which I had a suspicion. I talked to some sources in Kansas City. I went back and did the research. No, Alex Smith is actually playing the same football he's been playing the last 4 years.
It feels different, Hub.
Jason, they are 26-4 in their last 30 regular season games.
I know.
He is not. He's never going to be Tom Brady. He's never going to be Drew Brees. He's never going to put up, you know, back-to-back-to-back-to-back.
He's a decent quarterback. I know.
But more than that, he's a winning quarterback. And that throw that he made to Albert Wilson,
yes.
That catch that Wilson made,
yes.
With the hit that he took, the Chiefs are a really interesting football team. I love the way that team is constructed. It's all about speed everywhere. And Washington is better than I thought they were. I mean, I thought that particularly had players going down left and right. That was just a hell of a football game. And it kind of reminds us when we got to deal with all this silliness going on the side that it really is still a great game when it's played right. And that one was played right last night. Alex Smith is he's a quarterback you can win with, but he's not ever going to be the first guy picked when you choose upsides.
No doubt about it.
At some point, he's going to be hoisting a trophy over
his
head.
Will.
A storm
he's going to be your Avery Johnson.
Yeah.
He's going to be my Avery Johnson, yep. My Juan Uribe. I know it.
You know, guys, really, but you say Avery Johnson, he's better than Brad Johnson, and Brad Johnson's got a Super Bowl ring. And so I think that's kind of the way you look at it.
True.
Better than Trent Dilfer?
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, much better than Trent Dilfer. As a matter of fact, I think he's better than Rich Gannon. And Rich Gannon's got an MVP award, but when you look at their numbers, he compares very favorably. But he's not one of these, you know, 4,500, 5,000-yard guys.
You got me this week, Hub. Talk to you tomorrow, buddy.
Thanks, Hub.
All right, guys, take care.
That is Hub Arkish. Now, reminder that tomorrow he's going to be with us at 5 o'clock, but we take calls. That's what we do Wednesdays with Hub. Tuesday, he's ours, and Wednesday, he's yours. We share.
Scoreboard update.
From the Chicago Wolves Update Studio, I'm Kevin Zipak. The Wolves own a 67% winning percentage in home openers. Be there October 14th as they kick off the home season and defend their Central Division title. Tickets start at just $11. Visit ChicagoWolves.com.
Reality is we're 1-3. And, you know, I still like this football team, and we've got a chance to rebound and do something about it.
Bears head coach John Fox, they still hope to turn the season around. That turnaround could begin Monday when they host the Vikings, and Mitchell Trubisky will be making his first career start at quarterback in that game. Linebacker Danny Trevathan will not play Monday, but that'll be all the time he'll miss. His appeal was heard today by the league, and his suspension was reduced to just one game. Major League Baseball tonight. Playoffs begin in New York as the Yankees host Minnesota in the American League wild card game. And game one of the NLDS between the Cubs and Nationals Friday. We have it here on the Score 5:30 pregame with Mark Rohde and all his rowdy friends. MLB Network insider John Heyman says both Max Scherzer and Jake Arrieta are on track to start game three of the NLDS. That'll be Monday as well. Both pitchers dealing with hamstring issues. Finally, in basketball, Bulls will open up their preseason schedule tonight in New Orleans as they take on the Pelicans. Walgreens makes it easy to stay healthy. Get your flu shot today. $0 copay with most insurance. Walgreens at the corner of Happy and Healthy. Vaccine restrictions apply. See pharmacy for details. I'm Kevin Zipak, and you're listening to 670 The Score, celebrating 25 years of Chicago sports talk and the radio home of the 2017 Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. The next Cubs game on The Score is Friday when the Cubs take on the Nationals in Game 1 of the NLDS on 670 The Score, Chicago Sports Station.
This scoreboard update was brought to you by Metra. Predictability is pretty cool, and when you're heading in or out of downtown Chicago, no one's more predictable than Metra. Discover how good it feels to fly by traffic and enjoy 96% on-time performance at MetroRail.com.
So now, I guess it's on.
It's on.
Oh, it's on.
It's on.
Once again, it's on. All right, tonight we got playoff baseball. It's very simple. If you are jonesing for some playoff baseball, it starts tonight. The AL wild card game between the Twins and the Yankees starts at 7 o'clock on the Four Letter Network. So I'm sure a lot of people will be tuning into that. Also seeing how, you know, security measures or, I mean, because while I was watching all that Vegas coverage, the FBI agent, the former FBI agent mentioned, like, tomorrow we got a playoff baseball game, and a lot of people are going to be thinking about, you know, unfortunately, what happened at the Route 91 festival. So we won't be watching for that, but I'm sure there'll be a little tension in the air because this is a large gathering and it is Yankee Stadium. So we got Twins and Yankees tonight. And also, ladies and gentlemen, if you've been needing.
Oh, don't.
And wanting and yearning
to justify my love
for Bulls preseason buckets like Mark Schanowski and his five things to watch in the Bulls preseason. Antonio Blakeney and the boys.
Yeah, I'm doing the Bulls preseason no things to watch.
Yeah, you're not interested.
I'm going to list the no things to watch.
So I shouldn't plan for us to talk about this for an hour, hour and a half tomorrow? Is that what I'm getting? Nikki the Kid won't even look at me. You didn't watch the Monday Night Football game last night, so I'm damn sure I don't think you're going to watch Pelicans Bulls.
I got Godfathered last night.
What?
Godfather was on.
What time?
It was like just starting around like 8.
And you just sat there and watched the whole thing?
Yeah.
You did, didn't you? Yeah. I can't knock the hustle on that.
I mean, it's so great.
It is. Two's better, though. Yes.
Yes.
Without question.
Yeah, two is better, but still.
And three is an abomination, of course.
Yes, it is. I agree with you on all counts. Yeah. But see,
one is simple. That's why it's the imperfections of it make it terrific.
But isn't this don't you want the Twins to win? When you look at that lineup, and it looks like absolute trash.
I thought the Twins were going to be good last year, and I got killed by Nikki the Kid and Maddie Spiegel. For saying that the Twins were going to be good. The Twins got their ass kicked all year last year.
I still don't know how they're good this year.
And so I said, you look at their lineup.
You're right.
You look at their lineup, like, that's a playoff team.
Playoffs?
That's a playoff team.
Well, who's their manager? Paul Molitor?
Paul Molitor. Yeah. Also kind of an old rockhead type.
Old rockhead type. Welcome to playoff baseball.
Yeah, that's replacement level at best.
I'd love to see Aaron Judge on a big stage for an extended period of time. Just seeing that big a man on your television for four or five games would be fun. I'm not the guy that buys into, well, if this team's better, then the sport is better. But seeing the Yankees in the playoffs
makes you feel big.
Yeah, right. Makes you feel like it's an event. You know, and I, like I said, I'm not that guy. I usually try to stay away from being that guy when it comes to the Celtics or the Lakers or, you know, if you're watching hockey about the Canadians or anything like that. But yeah, so we got playoff baseball. We've got preseason basketball. I've got the Deuce, that I have to, watch from, the HBO show, cause I haven't watched the second episode. So I'll check that out as well. And, is tonight the This Is Us night?
No, last night, because my wife had it on. What the hell is this?
So that means I have to watch it tonight.
Don't.
Fellas, I know you're out there, and I know you're listening, and I know sometimes we sacrifice an hour or two to make sure that our ladies know that we want to watch the things that they want to watch as well, so we can get away with the shenanigans that we get away with on a nightly basis. But I got sucked into the old This Is Us cauldron. That show tries its hardest to make you sad or make you cry by the end of the show.
Who needs that in your viewing choices beyond the news?
Well, some people, like, maybe it's kind of like one of those things, like, if you get pinched, you won't feel a shot or an injection. You know what I mean? Like trying to divert the pain sensory to another thing. Maybe if you're like going through something in real life, you just watch these TV people be sad and see alcoholism and burned out. Like the last week's show ended with a house that had caught fire and then they just fade to black. And Jeff Joniak screams,
Fade to black.
Devin Hester comes running out of the house with a football.
House fire, you are ridiculous.
And I'm like, I'm sitting there like, why do you do this to yourself? Yeah. Like, you've never.
It was on last night.
You've never done that with a show? Like, has there been a show that you've watched that took you to a place where you're like, I'm good?
Sometimes with a story arc or a plot line, whatever it was, say
but just
elsewhere.
Not a continuous
Hill Street
ass
Blues.
Beating.
Right. That's like, what?
Every week.
It's like the story of Job.
Every week.
You know what I mean?
Every week. There's like, there was a joke that was told in last week's episode.
Was it the Aristocrats?
No.
No.
No, but I'm sitting there like, do I laugh?
Like Gilbert Gottfried showed up and did the Aristocrats right in the middle of everything.
Gallagher comes
out. I've got a joke. Right.
But I don't know why. And I know more than ladies watch this show, but like the people that I know, the guys are roped into watching this show with their ladies.
Oh, they say it's on tonight. I guess my wife was
on tonight.
Was
she watched last week's episode.
Last night,
bro. Why do we do it?
I don't know. Like, I know it won't be on for tonight. You got
sports on tonight.
But I also have drop off and pick up from hockey.
All right.
Which means I'll be at the rink where there's multiple. So I mean, I will probably take in Bulls preseason basketball, because one of the guys who runs McFetridge is a crazy Bulls fan.
Oh, so he's going to have it up?
He'll have it up. He's, right. He always has the Bulls on.
Looking out for you.
And always rooting hard for them and into it. And
it's
I always tell him, he's this nice old guy, and I always tell him.
Oh, yeah, he's invested.
Like, why do you. Why
don't
do you,
take that from him.
Why do you
don't
care
take that
so
from
much?
That's all he has. Don't take that from him. Now that you've described me, like, I got guys who are like that. Like, my guy Chip is just like
he
that.
He loves the Bulls.
Yeah.
Loves them.
Yeah. Like, what the hell's going on? This guy, what, Zipser, what are you doing? Right. Like, come on. It's like, you just said Zipser.
It's what he does.
Yeah.
You know, it's his thing.
Yeah.
And then you get the,
all my guys
and
like
you get
that,
the hockey
not
people. Now they just, the new guy that works there is this crazy Sox fan who hates the Cubs.
No.
And I'm like,
his last name's Tannehill.
My God! No, but he gets mad when people are watching the Cubs, and he lives on the South Side.
Can't wait to comment if he sees Cubs merchandise on people.
You're at Addison in California.
Oh,
I mean, understand where you just.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Because we get like the cops on the beat that come through to watch games.
Mm-hmm.
We just need a beer tap there. I mean, I've been trying. It'd be like
probably not.
It'd be the greatest place in the world
probably
if we could just
not.
Get it. Look, hockey rinks have taps. They all. We're like the only one that doesn't.
I mean, like for the parents of the kids.
No, on sale. Like, but
that's what I'm saying. Most people are there for.
Hey,
for
Dad, have one for the road before you take
your kids. What are we talking about right
it's
now?
The hockey way.
These are to-go beers with your kid.
Hey, where have you been to hockey rinks around here? They all have bars.
I've never been to a hockey rink.
Johnny's
here.
Ice House. It's the greatest thing in the world. You don't have to watch your kid play. You can just go up to the bar.
Isn't that right around the corner from that diner, that little diner on Madison?
Well, there's two. Yeah, Johnny's East and Johnny's West. Yeah. You're talking about whatever it is. The gold.
You know,
Palace.
Yeah, White Palace.
No. No, isn't there a diner further west on Madison? It looks like an old school diner. And then I thought the building
that
was
next. Is that White Palace Grill?
No, White Palace is on Roosevelt.
What's
the Palace?
Oh,
the Palace.
White Palace is the place that
the one he talks about.
Tony Allen and his crew almost shot up. That's White Palace.
Yeah, but every hockey rink.
The Palace.
The one what's the one where the Fury play? The Arctic. They've got a whole bar and restaurant upstairs, and you can go watch your kid through glass up there.
Get toasty.
Yeah, you need it because hockey frays the nerves.
That's why you shouldn't have it because it went from, why have it? And then all of a sudden you need to get drunk to watch your kids play hockey.
Or you could be like the screaming moms from Joliet. You get it, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You get a little liquored up. Any good ones? Should have just known with Joliet. Just roll with that.
What's wrong with Joliet? It's my territory, my friend.
Well, you asked and answered, counselor. No, that's the first place I ever seen one.
A drunken mom?
No.
Seen what?
Oh, really? In Joliet?
Old Country Buffet.
What?
Yes.
By accident?
He was having a baby.
Right, that doesn't count.
In the lobby. I mean, not in the lobby, in the walkway.
That doesn't count.
It was right there for everybody to see.
No, I thought you meant seeing like got somebody to
No.
Accidentally?
Yeah.
Come on,
Lauren. I'm trying to get to the peach cobbler.
Yeah. Pop that thing up so I can get some pudding over here.
Exactly. Right? It's the Bernstein and Golf Show. Lawrence is on remote, right? What are you pointing at? Oh, I'm sorry. I forgot to. We haven't done it in so long. I apologize.
Yeah, changed the open on you.
Shep, yeah. Shep, what are you watching tonight?
It'll be playoff baseball for me, but just to piggyback on the This Is Us, my mom was over on Sunday and was like in my ear about that. You gotta watch This Is Us.
Stay away, because you'll get sucked in because it's just good enough. It's just good enough to get you where you
curious?
Don't want to. Yeah. The character development is solid. You know, there's enough to feel bad about in everyone's life. Stay away, man. Stay away.
Noted.
Tanny?
Elimination baseball, always great, especially when the twin season's on the line. I'll be rooting against them, obviously.
Minneapolis special.
Also, the Ken Burns and Lynn Novick PBS documentary about the Vietnam War. It's amazing. I'm like six episodes deep into it. It's like 10 or 11 parts, about 18 hours. So
that's also some uplifting television.
It's so good though. I can't stop watching it. It's just so informative, and the great interviews they have with people that were fighting on both sides of it. It's crazy. I got a clip actually.
A unique commando platoon called Tiger Force.
small, hand-picked teams capable of remaining in the jungle for weeks at a time. Fast-moving and deadly. Intended to out-guerrilla the gorillas.
The gorillas.
So it's great stuff. Check it out. And actually,
I knew it wasn't all serious. Like halfway through it, I'm like, all right, something stupid.
But it is actually good, despite that. You know,
I thought despite it was the be shtick, like 83 casualties.
Yeah, no, actually, there has not been one yet. So I would have pulled that one. But it's also just a friendly viewer tip. If you're gonna watch it. Well, you can watch it online for free on PBS website, and you can get the unedited version with the unedited LBJ phone conversation. So that's a little friendly. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, let's talk about out-gorillering the gorilla.
Yeah. LBJ, another All Lives Matter kind of guy. Wow. All right. Well, Ken Burns, is he a controversial figure?
Wait, LBJ?
No.
He's kind of on the other side of things. Okay, yeah.
Is Ken Burns a controversial figure?
No.
Because I feel like he did the baseball stuff, right?
Yeah, jazz.
Baseball, jazz, Civil War.
Yeah, like he's good at this.
Yes.
You know, the documentary thing.
He's great
right?
at it, yeah.
Okay.
Kind of revolutionized it, like when you have the still photo that pans around and feels like it's video. You know, he kind of changed the game on
I could have swore I read something that people weren't happy with some of Ken Burns' work.
Okay, I was going to say maybe people weren't. Like, they did this Vietnam thing. It was very, very unbiased. Like, they had members from North and South. You know, like, so maybe people didn't enjoy hearing from...
Because they weren't whitewashing.
The unvarnished truth.
Right.
Yeah, all right.
That could be something.
It was like what I went through in Paris going through their military museum and all the exhibits about World War II.
They won?
And no, they didn't win, but they kind of glossed over some stuff.
Like what?
About... They had a little help. It's like, well, the Maginot Lines, they had this great idea that
we're out here on our dolo.
Just kind of went around them, and then it's like, oh, the war is over. Like, wait a second.
Well,
hold on.
That's how they tell it.
Yeah, you kind of got it. Somebody had your back there.
If nobody's fact checking you or checking you on accuracy.
They don't lie about anything.
Right. They just omit.
They don't lie. Then you had to go to the Holocaust Museum to see some other things that were going on and what the French were actually doing that they weren't really quite as proud of, that weren't on display in their history. It's like, yeah, maybe we kind of...
Every country's got those moments.
We kind of rolled a little bit.
Some actually cleave to them and hold them close to their hearts. Yeah. All right, he's Dan Bernstein. I'm Jason Goff. Lawrence Holmes has the mobile studio out somewhere, and he's going to be hanging out with Lance Briggs. So we'll talk to him right here on 670 The Score.
Cubs and Nationals in the NLDS. Matt Spiegel here from the Spiegel and Parkins Show, 9 a.m. to 1. We're covering all the stories, all the drama, and analyzing every game of the postseason. Plus, listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call of every playoff game here.
Game 1, Friday. Our pregame coverage starts at 5:30, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion, Chicago Cubs. Playoff coverage brought to you by State Farm, proud partner of the Cubs, and by
paying too much money for good wine. Maybe you've gotten to that point in life where you're drinking better rather than drinking more, or maybe drinking better and drinking more. I don't know you. I'm not judging. But you don't have to spend crazy amounts of money to drink spectacular wine. And that's where Cameron Hughes comes in. And I've been telling you about Cameron Hughes wines and his business model for a long time. He's a négociant, which means he has relationships with the best vineyards around the world. And when one of these vineyards makes too much wine for one of their bottlings, he just swoops in, takes it off their hands, buys up the wine. And the deal is he can't say exactly where it came from, but he just puts his name on the bottle and he puts a number on the bottle and then passes along some of the specifics, but not all of them. And just last night, I had the Lot 75 Red Mountain Red Blend, which is one of these new fall wines for 2017. A gold medal winning wine. And believe it or not, and I don't know if it's climate or whatever it is, but the frontier for finding some of the best Cabernet values is Washington State. And these are Washington State grapes here. It's a blend. It's mostly Cabernet. It's a little bit of Merlot and a very small percentage of Syrah. And it's aged in 60% new French oak, which at this price point is very rare. And this would be, if you just bought this thing from the actual brand producer, you're paying over $50 a bottle.
But right now, the Lot 575 Red Mountain Red Blend is $16, which is it's a crazy price. But that is exactly how Cam Hughes wines work. He's been featured in Wall Street Journal and Forbes and Wine Enthusiast, Wine Spectator. Everybody I have turned on to Cameron Hughes Wines has said thank you because it's been a game changer for him. You can find out why Cameron Hughes Wine is the preferred wine choice by informed and passionate wine lovers. I want you to try these. So in one of my regular conversations with Cam, we always work on these deals. So what do your listeners want? So here's what I got for you. Free shipping on three or more bottles and a free sommelier-grade corkscrew. It is a great deal to try these already discounted wines. Free shipping is a huge savings. Wine is heavy and expensive to ship. So what you need to know is chwine.com. That is chwine.com. You have to enter my code Dan. That's going to get you the free shipping on three or more bottles and the free sommelier-grade corkscrew. Make sure you try the Lot 575 Red Mountain Red Blend. It's great wine. Don't miss out. chwine.com, code. Look at here.
Your man's right here. Carnival 3, The Fall and Rise of a Refugee. Wyclef's first studio album in 8 years. We're on borrowed time. Featuring the singles What Happened to Love and Borrowed Time. What happened to love? Well, all right. In stores and available for streaming now.
Everyone knows how to sing. Pepe's Tacos are very good tacos, but Pepe's Mexican restaurants have a lot more going on than tacos. Enchiladas, tamales, flautas, carne asada, chili rellenos, mole, and much more. And we've got the best margaritas and Mexican beers around. What's not to love?
Well, 50 great beers, Chicagoland cheers. Pepe's Tacos are very good tacos.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Matt Spiegel and Danny Parkins. Middays on The Score.
Shades of the Trestman era when they go to New England and get freaking torched and then have a bye week and then go to Green Bay and give up 55 points. And national embarrassments make change happen.
The Bears are irrelevant if they don't play Mitch Trubisky.
Spiegel and Parkins, 9 a.m. to 1 on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. The Cubs are NL Central Division champs.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call as the Cubs defend their title in every exciting game of the NLDS.
The Cubs win the ball game.
It's Cubs versus Nationals. The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
Tom Ricketts.
How difficult was this, Tom? The hangover effect is real.
Since the Yankees had their stretch, only one World Series winner has even won their division the following year. I give credit to the players for keeping focused and for Joe to keep everybody just on the mission. It's hard to repeat.
Mully and Handley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Cubs fans, it's all about the postseason now because the Cubs have clinched the division for the second season in a row.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Hear Pat and Ron's hometown call for every exciting game of the NLDS where the Cubs will face off with the Nationals.
The Cubs win the ball game.
The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs.
Orleans, CBS Tonight.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
All right, we got to get up out of here. But before we do,
We're going to talk to our guy, Lawrence Holmes. He's got a big show tonight. Lawrence got the mobile studio. I've seen him shining on Twitter already. Lance Briggs is going to join him. Should be fun.
This segment's brought to you by Private Bank, now CIBC. The Private Bank's now CIBC. Their name may have changed, but their commitment to your business is now stronger than ever. Visit CIBC.com/US, member FDIC. And Lawrence is brought to you by Webb Ford. Searching for a great deal on Fords in Chicago? Visit Webb Ford in Highland, Indiana. What's happening, Lawrence? Where are you?
Down the street from Uncle Terry's house in Mokena. Ooh. We're at the Stony Point Grill. So I'll be here. I got the Craftsman Studios, the Miller Lite Top Draft Show. Rick Hahn will join me at the top of the show. We'll talk about the season that the White Sox had and a couple of more interesting items about the White Sox and on the lower levels and fan participation in the season. Lance Briggs will be here, the Miller Lite Top Draft, 7 to 8:30. We'll talk Bears and Game of Thrones and comic books, I imagine, at some point.
Oh, he's a Thrones dude?
Oh, yeah. Like, nice. That's what we spend most of the time over at NBC Sports Chicago nice. Talking about in the green room.
And Stony Point Grill is a festive establishment. We have done many shows from there.
It's great. It's right off of 80 on LaGrange. It's right next to the little guys. They're literally next door.
Nice.
So I'm looking forward to this. I think my parents are going to make it out here for the
Uh-oh.
Broadcast.
Let's go. So
it should be fun, and the people are already starting to pile in, and it's going to be great. So White Sox talk, Bears talk, Cubs talk on the show, and maybe even bringing back Jason's terrifying report on the Bulls.
The full broats. All right, man, we'll be listening, brother.
All right, guys, thank you.
We have thank yous ourselves.
Yes, we do.
Our guests, Zach Zaidman, Matt Miller, Adam Kramer, and Hub Arkish. We thank our video director, Brian Gertsch.
He's solid. He's got a nice setup.
Oh, I didn't know. Okay.
You see his pants every day. I mean, he's hiding something in there.
Nick Shepkowski is a repeat.
I'm the only mile of a hen dog, and now y'all got problems with me.
Nick can't afford to sound like that coming from Coal City. Just saying. the Sultan of Sound, the audio overlord, and the man, the myth, the legend, Chris Tannehill.
Henry, you're a good kid. I've been good to you. You've been good to me. But there's something quite unreasonable going on here. Jim's being an unconscionable ball breaker.
Okay, give him 8-5 on Cleveland.
What am I, a schmuck on wheels?
Maury, please. You know, Jimmy, you borrowed his money.
Maury died today.
Yeah, bye, Maury.
Yeah, so for Dan Bernstein and Nick Shepkowski, Chris Tannehill, I'm Jason Goff. Enjoy your night. Lawrence Holmes coming up. Top of the hour, Rick Hahn will join him. Lance Briggs will join him at 7 o'clock. Should be fun. He's got a full broat. Stay tuned right here to 670 The Score.
We're done here.
Sports Radio 670 The Score is your official home for all primetime NFL games through the Super Bowl. A production of Westwood.
Okay, keep your eyes closed.
Okay.
I want to show you my first ever painting.
Ooh, all right.
Okay. Open your eyes.
Oh, that's a lot of colors
mm-hmm.
and shapes.
So be honest. What do you think?
Well, I like how if you switch to Geico, you could save hundreds of dollars on car insurance.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Here, why don't I hold your paintbrush while you call them?
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Thanks for streaming The Score, official radio home of the world champion Chicago Cubs, and the place to hear World Series Cubs manager Joe Maddon talk with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon.
The moment Javi starts swinging at elevated fastball and slider in the dirt, it's going to get really spectacular. And if you look at his numbers this year, they're still pretty darn good. He's really good late in the game. I'm sure you've noticed that. I mean, the guy's not afraid of anything.
Joe Maddon with Spiegel and Parkins Tuesdays at noon on 670 The Score at 670thescore.com. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
What? Yeah, you idiot, Goff. And Mitchell Trubisky. Ha! We'll throw the ball 12 times to running backs, 2 times to tight ends, and once to a receiver. This'll win in the NFL. Yes! Give me more of it!
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Who is 670 The Score? We're Chicago's original sports talk station. Chicago's only all-Chicago sports talk station. Covering all of Chicago's teams. And when breaking Chicago sports news happens, we'll break in with all the details. Guaranteed. Keep streaming The Score to your computer or device for the best sports talk in Chicago. We are Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station. Cubs fans, it's all about the postseason now because the Cubs have clinched the division for the second season in a row.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Hear Pat and Ron's hometown call for every exciting game of the NLDS where the Cubs will face off with the Nationals.
The Cubs win the ball game.
The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. The Cubs are NL Central Division champs.
At the wall, he's there, he's got it, and the Cubs win the Central Division.
Listen to Pat and Ron's hometown call as the Cubs defend their title in every exciting game of the NLDS.
The Cubs win the ball game.
It's Cubs versus Nationals. The drama unfolds for every playoff game right here on Sports Radio 670 The Score, Chicago's official radio home of the NL Central Division champion Chicago Cubs. Thanks for streaming The Score, Chicago Sports Radio 670. Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m.
That guy couldn't inspire you to do anything.
They're supposed to do better at Green Bay, right?
That's, I mean, Mark Trestman type that, stuff
that
right
was
there. That really is.
Yeah, that was really bad performance.
It starts from the top. It starts from ownership.
Mully and Hanley, mornings 5 to 9 a.m. on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station. Thanks for streaming The Score. Dan Bernstein and Jason Goff. Afternoons on The Score.
What? Yeah, you idiot, Goff. And Mitchell Trubisky. Ha! We'll throw the ball 12 times to running backs, 2 times to tight ends, and once to a receiver. This'll win in the NFL. Yes! Give me more of it!
Bernstein and Goff. Afternoons 1 to 6 on Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And 670thescore.com, Chicago Sports Station.